קופיות סעיף א', שעס התחה כגון שהוא בדרך אשר היה עמיד במקום שהוא תורד ויורי שהיה פסיקו ושמיוך לספל בתאבונות ואילו ארלוך המספל כדאה והבינינו If there's a shas hatchak, davar havdeinu, what's havdeinu? If you say the first three brachas till akal kodesh, at the end you say from itzeta, the end of the shemana esrei, and then the middle of the same. Instead of saying the 13 separate brachas, atachain until shemana tefillah, so you abridge all of them into one bracha, and each bracha has three or four words. Havineinu, yamah shalash shachain, tzach liyomer, ma'umad. Yeah, you have to say it's like a shemana esrei, you have to stand with your feet together. So he didn't think he'd be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So he davens Havineinu, and then later on it turns out that he does have time. So Havineinu is in a bridge form of the Shmoneh Esrei. So he doesn't have to daven again. But I say, you cannot daven Havineinu because there's no place to say the same Talamot to Levracha. You can't just insert it in the middle. Because there's no atochan aton, you can't insert atochan aton. So, okay. What's the base? Now they print it in the art school. Years ago they didn't print it, so no one knew how to say it. Sick people in the hospital who can barely daven, so you should tell them to say Havineinu. It's too hard for them to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Apoel let's see base. Apoel them ha'os mevach eitzel balabais. Many of us lam socha chutz lam misudosam mispalim. If the whole salary that they get, they're employed by someone else, the whole salary that they get is he gives them meals, that's all, then they have a right to daven Shmoneh Esrei and say what mispalim and what with chazoras hashatz, what does it mean mispalim? Ches. Mispalim, like everybody else, Shem Balabai Smak Libikuvon, Kim Shem, he hardly pays them any salary, he just gives them meals, that's all. So they have a right to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Avol. But they don't do chazor sashatz. What do you mean? And yoredim lefnei ateva means there's no chazor sashatz. Tes. Zehu ikuv gadol u'makpin. And the OU for many years they never had the chazor sashatz when they daven mincha. It said because their salary. The salary. So they're not allowed to do a chazor sashatz. But it's not. They take coffee breaks and they don't kind of telephone all the time. They should say now. The last couple of years, they do chazor hashashat. Yeah. I mean, ain't yard melefnei ateva. It says poelim who work for other people not allowed to do chazor hashashat. They know some kapeim and not supposed to do them. That'll take more time away from the balabas. They know some lemsoch. What if he does pay them? What if they're employed by someone else? Then they have to daven the abridged form of the Shmoneh Esrei. The spalim have a name. We don't do that. Oh, the ha'idna the mechamis ain't derech la'akti b'kach. The Balabas understands they have to daven regular Shmoneh Esrei. Mistam adai tadochi maskirim osam shispalu Shmoneh Esrei. What about Chazor Sashatz? Says Bisman Azeh, we don't recommend they should daven Havanein. What about Chazor Sashatz? Yud Bein. Also, he understands they're going to say Chazor Sashatz. What's Yud Beis? Vadin kol nusach hatfila gishar kol odom. Kosov alech mechamudas. Vadin tam leilach beis haknesis. Is palma. Whoa. Let's say the workers they're working on a building. So should they daven mincha biyichidus? Should they daven mincha biyichidus, or do they have a right to go to shul? So the Lechem Chamura says they have a right to go down the block to go to shul. I'm agar vam zedavke b'mokam she'ein derech balabatim alahak b'kach mekom mokam and yoid melefnei ateva. You don't have a chazaras hashatz, even if they are paid a salary. So you don't can't cause for a pimigon pichodesh isa doid the yoidim gam ken lefnei ateva nearly. Okay, depends each case. It's so important not to cheat the balabas, to put in the full day's work. So the Chachamim said, no chazar sashatz, and sometimes you abridge the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and say the Havineinu, the abridge work. What's the gimel? A person is traveling on the highway and it's dangerous. They're gangsters, or they're wild animals there. So then he can't even daven Havineinu. And then you have to stand with your feet together. So he says a short tefillah. Please take care of us. You don't say gimel rishonis, you don't say gimel acharonis. You're allowed to say this tefillah while you're walking on the highway. Okay, if he can stand still, you should. And what if he reaches? He thought he won't be able to daven mincha. So he offered this tefillah tzorchei amecha merubim. That they didn't print in the art scroll. I don't think. If he comes to civilization later on, he didn't think he was going to get to his destination in time to daven, but he comes to his destination. Then he's muhiv to daven Shemoneh Esrei, because he weren't yet to this tzoche amcha merubin. Just that if you can't daven, they say this tefillah, but this itself is not tefillah. If you said achan havineinu, then you are yet. What if a person said havineinu, he wasn't a shas atzach, a guy who was all day long retired, and he says havineinu, he says not yet to the yevin. This din of havineinu is only b'shas hadchak. Yeah, let's say aleph, sifkat and aleph. What if a person says havineinu? There was no shas hadchak. What's the first mishnah brought? Avoshlo b'shas hadchak. Haminim igmar abai light aman mispal havineinu. Abai would curse the one who would say havineinu. V'kamakam b'diyevid yotzo. Ein tzach lach zespal. Oh, your rabbi machmar afilu b'diyevid that you're not yotzo. This din is only the din of havineinu is only if it's a shas hadchak. No shas hadchak. Machloikis, but even by the Evid Yoyotz. Okay. What does he say? Kasra Achrainim, he said, Kot Nal, Kasra Achrainim, Im Roya Shahazman Filo Iveris, Mispal Harucha, Mutal, Mispal Habineinu, Hainabi Moisa Achama. Yeah. And with the time, he can't be Yoyotz Habineinu because he has to say the same Talamata. That's what he said. But say, so late before the Shkia, so late before the Shkia, he won't make it. If he says the whole long version of the Shemoneh Esrei, he won't be able to finish. He says, so then say Habineinu. That's a big shas hatcha. Say havineinu.
Are there a part of them say that long the beginning before?
Yeah, there's some say like that, but it's a little bit of a joke. The proof that they bring to that is from a Tosfos in Brachos. Tosfos, the Gemara says in Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch gets angry every day for a moment, for a split second, and Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people. God gets angry every day just a split second. And Bilam knew how to be Mechaben Nusho when HaKadosh Baruch gets angry. He was going to curse the Jewish people when Hashem got angry. So then he was waiting, and that whole, all of those days that Bilam was handling with a Balak, HaKadosh Baruch didn't get angry at all, so he wasn't able to curse the Jewish people. So Tosfos asks, how much can you curse already? If it's only one split second, how much can you say? So Tosfos says two answers. So they give one answer. If you start to curse within this man, then you can continue cursing after this man. So based on that, that's what they say. If you start davening within this man. So if someone showed it to Rav Soloveitchik, or they told him, I don't remember. Either they showed him or they told him. So he just burst out into laughter. He didn't give any comment. He thought it was a joke. Some people swear by that. They think that that's absolutely a perfect riot. Just like he can... curse can begin within this man, continue after, so davening off.
Let's say you're really pushing to the edge of Shkia, let's say, so you have to finish one Esrei Chazar Shashat by then, or even Aleinu?
It says then you don't know. Aleinu, no. Just Chazar Shashat. That's when it says you say Hechi Kedusha. It says in the Mechabe, the only time he recommends to say Hechi Kedusha is when it's so late that you realize the Chaz won't be able to finish the Chazar Shashat before the Shkia. So you don't do Chazar Shashat, you just say Kedusha. And if you feel you won't even finish the Shemoneh Esrei, so then you say Avineinu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should say Avineinu. What does the Rav Moshe say here at the end of Siv Gimel? Vim loy chazal hispalo harikilu shochach hispalo gamri. Let's say the guy was traveling on the highway and he can't stand still for a minute because he's afraid the animals are going to kill them, or the gangsters, or the pirates are going to kill him, or they're going to capture him. So he's going quickly, and he can't concentrate on davening for an Esrei. So he offers the prayer, Tzoche Amcha Merubin. Then he comes to the city, his destination, and he didn't know the din. The din is that you're not Yotzei Tefillah with that. You have to offer the Shemoneh Esrei then. He didn't daven. So the Rama says, since it was B'shoigik, he didn't know that that was the din. So then we permit him to make tashlum. That's not called mezid. That's called shoigik. One who forgot B'shoigik to daven, there's a lot of daven tashlum. Hayotze l'derech has to offer tefillos l'derech. You say, Yivaz v'chanecha, yesh t'adachinu sholam v'chule, tefillos l'derech. Tzorach l'yom v'b'loshen rabim. The Gemara says, you have to say in the plural, even though you're traveling all by yourself, because there are other travelers on the highway. The fellow travelers. Years ago, fellow travelers used to mean communists. In America, that was a militia, meant communists. Now people don't know what it means, fellow travelers. Yeah. More correct is, when you say Tefillah Sadech, you should stand still. You shouldn't say it while you're walking. But he's riding on a horseback, he doesn't have to Yeah, it doesn't have to go down. That's a shot if you're driving a car. So that's also, you have to stop the car. Actually, you have to stop the car to take serious from there. And then the Gemara says, L'chadchila yamrenu, the top line on page Kuflam and Tesvi, Nefshe yamad, yamad mi leilach kishe yamrenu. Yamad, that means he should stop walking. It doesn't mean he should stand up. Some achareinim say, no, you have to stand up. If you're sitting on a train, l'chadchila you have to stand up to say tefillah sadeh. That's a chumah. Parshat Pshat in Gemara does mean that. So you shouldn't say tefillah sadeh while you're traveling, while you're walking, you should stop. But it doesn't mean you should stand. Yamad milayla. You should stop going.
Isn't the exact part of Rochein Ein Tov Leirid is Mashma Dan? You have to stand up. Once Ein Tov Leirid, just say, stop the animal.
Yeah. Do you have to stop the animal? Boy, Rochein Ein Tov.
What's happening? You have to be Leirid.
Because he's not allowed to daven. L'chadchila shouldn't daven Shema Esrei on a horseback. You should go with your feet together on the ground. Yeah, but this is not Shema Esrei. This is Tfilas Aderech. Tfilas Aderech is not. Some Mishnayim say Tfilas Aderech ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tfilos. And some say that's the Shamei Tfilos from the Shema Esrei. You took a bracha out of the Shema Esrei because the Mishnayim ask, Tosis asks, that how to say Yiratzum Olfanecha, a bracha has to begin. Has to be Pasachas Bebar. How come you don't begin Baruch Atah Hashem Lakenim Alcha Oilam? So Tosfos gives a simple answer. A Baruch has to be Pasachas Bebar. If the purpose of the Baruch is to give a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise you because you gave us food. We praise you because you gave us a mitzvah. We praise you that you gave us thunder and lightning and the Alps and all the beautiful things, shooting stars and everything. But over here, this is not, we're not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking, it's a bakosha, it's a trina. So it's not called a bracha. True, you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tfilah, but basically it's a trina. So a trina, the rule doesn't apply. That's the simple answer. So other Rishonim give a different answer. So some say, you took Shamei Tfilah out of the Shemana Esrei. Instead of saying all the 19 brachas, I said, say this one tfilah. So since in the Shemana Esrei, Shamei Tfilah smucha l'chaberto, it follows as Tanach Tovir Avtoch Meheres Atzmiach. So Shemei Tfilah is Smucha L'Chavetoch. So this doesn't pose a problem. And then in Sidvav, he gives a different answer. Ma'aram Rutmak Shei Yotze La'Derech Hoye Omer Acha Yehi Rotzon Kedei La'asmech. Which Yehi Rotzon? Which Yehi Rotzon is this? Huh? What's Chav Zayin? He's leaving before he daven shachris. He made it smucha l'chavata. So based on that, that's what a lot of people say. So they go to the bathroom before, and then say Asher Yotzer, and right after. Right after Shiyata, then you say Tefillah Sadech, so you make it into Smucha L'Chavata. Or you eat some food, and then you say Burn HaFoshes, and then you make it Smucha L'Chavata to the Burn HaFoshes. I remember once I was going in Eretz Yisrael. So Talmud Chacham is driving the car, so he put a candy in his mouth, so Shehakal puts candy in his mouth, he licks it for a few seconds, and then he takes it out, then he said the Tefillah Sadech, Smucha L'Chavata to the Shehakal, but he has to lick it first. I don't know, is that Smucha L'Chavata? Does it say that Mishnah Brura? I didn't think it was right. I don't know where you got that from. That big Talmud Chacham.
That's when the car, you have to stop the car.
Nah, I don't think.
How far do you have to be going to say?
He's going to tell you how far. Here he has in Sivkotten. I once said this in the Shia. We were learning brachas. I said this over in the Mishnah Berurah. The end of Sivkotten Chav Ches. So he says, no, here the second line here on page 278. And second line from the top in the Mishnah Berurah. Nogin lito v'shus magdolim v'sbach v'shalchem la'derech. When a person goes on a trip, a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, goes to Europe, so you should ask v'shus from a Talmud Chacham. So ever since I mentioned that, so there was one balabos, now he moved to Eretz Yisrael. One balabos, whenever he went on a business trip, he asked me v'shus, is it okay? I should give my bracha. That's what it says. Because the Gemara says, Machlas, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when Ein Yotzim Lechemes Tov Shus Alam Pi Bezdin Shal Shivim Yechod, so Rashi writes, the reason why, not the Rishus Kadesh is Palu Alei. That's by Lechemes Tov Shus. That's when they go to war. So it's based on that Rashi that they say, whenever you go on a long trip, you should ask Rishus in advance. Whether it makes sense. This guy would always ask me Rishus. He has to go for business. He's going to visit his son in Florida. Well, I don't know. Yeah. But Mikra Din here, the Mishnah Brewer says, Mikra Din, it's not a problem. You don't have to make it smucha l'chametam. The whole thing, the whole sifa is a chum. How far does the trip have to be? Let's see, sifhei. So let's say going on a ship, and it goes for 10 days. In Tzach Lama Oysala Pamachas Bayon, once a day. Afilu im yonuach bo'ir be'emtza hayom. Even if he takes a break in the middle of the day, they stop off in the city for a couple of hours, then he continue. But it's a long trip, so you only have to say once a day. Avlam dais alon abir v'achkach nim lach v'yotzim imen alav v'chutz alon lo shab lebeisa zoch lach zel v'chal lo se pamachers. If I planned originally to go on a 10-day trip and the middle is going to a 5-hour stop over in the city, that's part of the long trip. So you don't say when you go back into the boat in the afternoon. But if you thought that's it, you're going to sleep overnight in the city, and then you change your mind to go back on the boat, then it's a hesel hadas. Or if what? He planned to go a 10-day trip, to go weiter, then he changed his mind, he's going to go back home. So this is not a hemshech of the trip before. He changed his mind, nimelach in the middle, changed his mind to go back home. There's a new trip, then you do say, filas aderech again. Yeah. So that's what, I think the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birkei Yosef. So the guy's on a boat trip for 10 days. So every morning he says Tfilas Aderech again. Keeps on going. What if he's on a flight? So he said Tfilas Aderech. A flight is not 10 days. They don't have enough gasoline to go for 10 days. The flight is whatever, 12 hours. Go there, it's 10 hours. So let's say he starts the trip in the middle of the night, and then when it comes the morning, he says again, Tfilas Aderech. The whole trip is less than a day. So you say at the beginning of the trip, and that covers the whole trip. This thing that you say once a day, every day, that's if you're going on a 10-day trip, it's a couple of days. So once a day, every day in the morning, you say. But if the whole trip is less than a day, you don't say when it comes the next morning. A pashtus like that. How long should the trip be? Let's see, Sif Zion. Omer Oysa Achish Hechzig Baderech. The Mechaber holds that you don't say Tfilas Aderech until after you start on the trip. Others say not. So I think the Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar that before you're about to take off, then you say Tfilas Aderech. He told me Rabbi Soloveitchik did like that. I never went with him in the car. He told me Rabbi Breuer did like that, because the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar like that.
Before you even leave.
Yeah, before you leave. If you know you plan to go on a long trip, then you say Tfilas Aderech before you leave. I better stop here because I'm supposed to learn with the high school boys. Okay, so we don't know yet how long the trip has to be. Okay.
Did you have to tell when you take it, when you're single, when the plane starts taking off?